truck and bus news powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. Lookout Isuzu N-Series, Fuso Canter and Hino 300 Series, Volkswagen's out to steal some of your customers. We're in New Zealand for the Australian launch of the new generation Volkswagen Crafter, an offering that steps up 500 kilos to a new GVM of up to 5.5 tonnes. That puts the new Volkswagen into the same ballpark as the Japanese cab-over light-duty trucks that have long dominated the segment in Australia. The new gen offering available in van, cab chassis and double cab chassis, and welcomes an auto transmission for the first time, an 8-speed unit being offered as an alternative to the standard 6-speed manual. While the new Crafter comes standard with side, front and curtain airbags and autonomous emergency braking, Volkswagen's commercial vehicle marketing manager Nick Reid says the new Crafter is a great alternative to the status quo.
It's the same reason why we're planning to conquest the van market. It's the built-in safety features that our product has. It's the comfort, you know, compared to a cab over. The overall drive experience is superior. And I suppose it's the flexibility of our range as well. So that's really the main reason we'll be expecting to have a conversation with those current light truck owners.
And check out a full review of the new Crafter cab chassis at heavyvehicles.com.au. When you start a new job, the chances are you're keen to be with the employer for a long period. But why do so many truck drivers leave their positions so soon? That was a question that Staymetrics tried to answer in a new survey of more than 62,000 US truck drivers. Interestingly, it looks like the phenomenon of drivers quitting within 90 days of starting with a company could be preventable. About 70% of driver turnover in the US occurs in the first 12 months of employment. However, half of those drivers pull the pin within the first 3 months. Why are they leaving so quickly? Well, Staymetrics found dissatisfaction with their recruiter was the top reason, followed by issues with their dispatcher. Some of the other key findings include early leavers were evenly distributed among age groups. Early leavers were, interestingly, most likely to have a positive attitude towards the company, and drivers who'd been in the industry for at least 1 year were more likely to be an early leaver. Fuso is offering, for a limited time only, what it calls Canter Best Basic, a servicing offer that sees Canter buyers provided with free scheduled servicing for the first 100,000 Ks or 3 years, whichever comes first. The offer is available until the 30th of September and covers selected parts, oil and labour as per the vehicle service handbook. Fuso is also giving Canter buyers the chance to sign up for a complete service plan at a reduced rate. Fuso Truck and Bus boss Justin Whitford telling heavyvehicles.com.au that the offer makes Canter a very enticing prospect. He says Fuso understands that keeping running costs low is critical to our customers, and our free Best Basic servicing offer drives these costs down even further. Check out more details on the offer on the Fuso Australia website. Everyone knows the truck or bus that isn't on the road isn't making any money. That's why Daimler Trucks North America set a new goal of getting customers back in business in quick time, within 24 hours. The North American operations of the German-owned automotive giants have announced that all their dealerships are now targeting a maximum of 24 hours off the road for regular scheduled servicing. Previously, the 24-hour time frame for regular scheduled truck and bus servicing was targeted at the 280 elite support dealers operating in North America. Now, even those dealerships that haven't qualified for the accolade, which is about 44% of all DTNA dealers, will offer their customers the same targeted turnaround time. But what happens if the vehicle isn't back on the road within 24 hours? Well, Stefan Kirschner, DTNA Senior Vice President of Aftermarket, says there isn't actually a guarantee of the servicing timeframe. He says it's simply a target. He says, obviously, if you have a big accident, we're not going to rebuild your truck in 24 hours. It's not engine rebuilds or collision repair. But if you do have a regular service event, we're going to make it happen. UPS say an investment in better driver training, including cutting-edge virtual reality-based training, has helped the business reduce its accident rate. The parcel delivery giants have just released their latest annual sustainability report, showing the number of crashes involving their vehicles was down on the year before. It was only a 1% drop in accidents, however, that's across a delivery fleet of over 119,000 vehicles. During the year, UPS spent $209 million on safety training, as well as expanding the use of collision mitigation systems on vehicles. But it's the use of virtual reality driver training that has also been credited for helping cut the crash rate. The training sees trainee drivers wear virtual reality headsets with 360-degree visuals to practice defensive driving during real-world simulations. And check out the UPS driver safety training with virtual reality in action in a video at heavyvehicles.com.au.
Truck and bus news. Thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
Noticed all the light commercial vehicles on the roads today? Well, we figured this booming segment of the market needed a new focus. Ute and Van Guide provides unbiased reviews of new utes and vans available on the Australian market. We drive and use these vehicles as they were intended to ensure you get the best information and opinions based on real-world experience before you decide which new ute or van to purchase. And stay up to date with the latest commercial vehicle news too at uteandvanguide.com.au.